Okay, amen. Good morning. God bless you in the name of Jesus. It is an awesome privilege to be here this morning. We thank God for seeing you again on this Sunday. We had the midweek service off so you could fellowship with your family and friends. We really promote family, and we want you to celebrate your family and to be a part, be with your family, especially during the holiday seasons. And so we just wanted to give you guys a little break. And God knows Pastor Sandy needs a break because he's been nonstop ever since. So we want to give your boy a break. Amen. So thank God for being here this morning. I want to talk about a few things that are going on from last week's prayer service. Lori Sparks, I am praying for you, Lori. I'm going to email you. I'll be in touch with you in a bit. But we are praying for you, Lori Sparks. Please be encouraged. No matter what happens, God is with his people. The Bible says he will never leave you, nor will he forsake you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Drea, that was a great idea. That was a great idea. Amen. Amen. And so just going on from last week, Robert Lorbeck, Robert, we're still praying. Robert's been a long time, good morning. Robert's been a long time member of S4C. And we are, no matter where you are, as long as you stay in Christ, as long as you stay with God, you're going to be fine. Your body may not be completely healed when you meet him, but the point is, you meet him. And so whether he completely heals your body or he doesn't, that's irrelevant. What's necessary is that you are still connected to God. And he does not, what's the good word for it? He doesn't condemn you because you are fighting struggles. Because you're fighting. It's when you stop fighting that you allow yourself to be condemned. As long as you're in the battle, as long as you're fighting, God does not condemn you. Amen? It's only when you give up in the fight and you just... Now God didn't forgive you. God didn't condemn you. You condemned yourself by not staying in the battle. So to Robert Violet and to all of our soldiers that are dealing with things one way or another, as long as you stay in the battle, as long as you continue to fight, as long as you continue to let Jesus be your primary focus, as long as you are against sin and you are for Christ, God's got you. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. I need someone to let me know. Can they hear me on YouTube? Somebody let me know because we have a new mic and I just want to make sure it's working. Amen. Pastor David, you can come on up here if you want.
Oh, okay.
Amen. Amen. So, Robert, they can hear me? Okay, good. Angel K and Jesus is Lord regarding a 16-year-old brother and Dustina, her husband, her family, her children. Dustina is another longtime member, and we want to make sure that we continue to pray for that family. We want to make sure that we keep them lifted up. One battle after another, after another, after another, because the enemy does not want them to succeed. But greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Yes. And as long as you stay in Christ, you've already succeeded. You just have to finish the battle.
Yes.
You just have to finish the course. As long as you stay in Christ, no matter what you're dealing with, as long as you stay in Christ, and as long as you are actively fighting against whatever the enemy has put in your atmosphere, as long as you continue to fight, you have already won.
Amen.
You just have to see it through. Very important. You have to see it through. You cannot stop in the middle. You can't stop almost. You can't stop just before the finish line. You have to see it through. In other words, you have to go all the way to the end.
Amen.
Your end and my end may be different, but whatever end, whether your end is the rapture or your end is when the Lord calls you home, you have to continue through the end. You cannot give up in the middle of the fight and still be victorious. You're not going to make it. As long as you are in the fight, as long as you are constantly fighting, your life is devoted to Christ exclusively, and as long as you continue to stay in the battle, you've already won.
Amen.
Amen. For Lisa R., we're praying. For Steve O., Sensational, of course. And Zoe, Sandra, regarding your nephew, Michael. And I'm praying for a miracle. Sandra, if you have any updates for us regarding this, there's no updates.
She emailed me last night. She hasn't heard. He's still functioning.
Uh-huh.
He is not... He's mentally conscious, but he's not opening his eyes.
Right.
But other than that, there's no updates.
Amen. Like we said, God is... Wait, Brother Ryan, I have your stuff up here. In that bag there, one of those is yours. Just take one. As I said before, God is more concerned about your soul than he is your physical body. Because whether he raised you from the dead 10 times and healed you from everything, from a nosebleed to a missing limb, you still have to die. You still have to leave. No matter how many times he heals you, no matter how many times he delivers you, no matter how many times, you know, he brings you back to life. The Bible says, once appointed unto man to die, and after that, the judgment. Everybody's got to meet God. Everybody's leaving here one way or another. Everybody. You're not coming back as a chicken leg, a piece of parsley. You're not coming back as a... You're not coming back as a, you know, as a mobile trash can. None of that stuff. When your number is up, when God says that's it, that's it. Don't let people think, I'm going to come back as a dove, you know, and I'm going to poop on my ex-husband. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. Don't let the enemy make you think that when you leave here, you got a second and third child. Listen, reincarnated until God get it right. That's just stupid. Amen. That's just stupid. That's just dumb. You might as well be watching Harry Potter. You know,
right.
God has written in the scriptures, and the enemy cannot change what God has written. Amen. So I don't know where I got that from. But, about my boy, about my son. Brother God, his brain is active, so now he can talk to God. He may not be able to talk to us. But now maybe this is an opportunity for him to talk to God, because that's what her prayer was, that he repent and he communicate with God and get his soul right. Because even if he doesn't, if the Lord keeps him here for now, eventually we're going to have to meet
everybody.
Once appointed unto man to die, and after that the judgment, you go meet God one way or another, sooner or later. Amen. Amen. And also a prayer from Blanca and from Anonymous. Anonymous, we got your prayer. Amen. Amen. It's quite a prayer. So we got you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Brother Carl, how many do you have there? We have three. Y'all must be awfully blessed. Nobody calling in.
I can add a couple.
Oh. Y'all must be powerfully blessed, because you know, no list of people praying for them. Amen. What's going on with your bad self? Amen.
Our first prayer is from Melina. She's asking for prayer for Yanis, who needs deliverance from anger issues. God has promised to deliver him from this. Please pray that the deliverance happens soon.
Amen. Man, anger, anger is a spirit, and that's serious, because if you have out of control anger, you're just a volcano waiting somewhere, looking for some place to erupt. You're just a powder keg waiting to blow up, you know. And the enemy uses that spirit of anger, uncontrollable, unmanageable anger. He uses that for his... The Bible tells us, be angry, but sin not.
Right.
Yes.
It's not the spirit of anger. It's the spirit of unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness. Okay, break it down.
It's unforgiveness, because anger is a natural emotion. Mm-hmm. It's something that we experience depending on situations.
Right.
But it is to happen and dissipate.
Right.
When it continues, it is because of unforgiveness. That's what's causing you to be out of control. That's what's causing the burst. That's what's causing all those things to happen, is because the root of it is unforgiveness. It's not the anger. That's just a symptom. of what's really happening. And it is unforgiveness. It's not releasing from yourself. A lot of people say, I'm not going to forgive you because I'm harming you, but you're harming yourself.
Yeah.
And the more you hold on to it, you create this volcano of emotions that now you can't control. But if you can release yourself and forgive whomever, whether it is yourself or someone else, forgiving them and releasing them from the need to be repaid, then you will be free.
Yes.
You will be free. And those emotions that are natural, this is what God created us to become,
yeah,
angry.
Yeah.
Amen. But the sin behind it is the unforgiveness.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you.
Good morning, loved ones.
Good morning. Hallelujah. The sin of unforgiveness. Wow. How? That's a whole message or two all in itself.
Right.
The sin of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is death. If you are unable to forgive, you can't be forgiven. It's written. You have to. Now, the Bible never told us to forgive and forget. I never read that in there, and I've read the Bible a couple times. I've never read anywhere it says forgive and forget.
Right.
We don't have the ability to forget. Only God has the ability, yes, to forget.
Yes.
God says he cast it into the sea of forgetfulness, never to arise no more. God is the only one that can forget. If we forget, we'll just keep doing it over and over and over and over. There's a reason why we don't forget. But you have to release it and allow God to forgive you. You have to release it so that it doesn't become a problem for you. I know it's easier said than done to let things go. Some things are real easy to let go, and some things take a lifetime to let go. Amen. But you have to be actively releasing that into God's hands.
Yes.
You have to continually give, every time it pops up, give it back to God. Every time it pops up, give it back to God. You have to do that until it's gone. Because if you don't, the enemy will take that, turn it into something that's no longer yours. You can't control it. And the next thing you know, you're before God, unforgiven. Amen.
Amen.
Some things you can let go like this because it wasn't that important in the first place, or it wasn't that deeply rooted in you, or you haven't had to deal with it for that long, or they weren't that big a deal in the first place. But some things is like it's tied to your spirit, and you have to allow God to move it from you so you don't end up with unforgiveness. You don't end up with anger issues. You don't end up, because that anger, that energy turns against your physical body.
Yes.
And it causes ulcers and cancers and nerve conditions and all kind of stuff. And then you go into the doctor and they're pumping you full of medicine. So now you got spirits that are working against you, and you got medicines doing who knows what's happening,
right,
inside. And now you just completely jacked up.
Right.
When all you had, medicine opening up the pineal gland so that more demons can come in. And so now you're worse off than you
were.
It just keeps getting, it just go over and over, just get worse and worse off. We need to pray over that spirit of unforgiveness that leads to anger, and that leads to mental illness, and that leads to physical illness, and that leads to your disconnect with God. We need to pray over this. So can I get a couple of you all to stand? Just stand with me. We want to pray over unforgiveness. Amen.
Yes.
Sadie, can you anoint my hands? Is that beautiful music, y'all?
Yes.
Amen. Abigail found that music and it's free, so they're not hitting us up.
Amen.
Are we getting any nice, nasty notes from YouTube saying, we got you? Nothing? Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, well, they got eyeballs on us anyway, so they ain't like, that's a big secret. Amen. They're like, one more time,
that's
on.
True.
Amen. Hallelujah. Emerson, Beth, come here. Y'all may not believe this or not, but Beth is a prayer warrior. She may not know it, but God's got some stuff in her, and God's going to pull that out of her. God's like, she ain't sitting on this. God gave her a gift, and she's going to use it for his glory.
Amen.
Amen. Emerson, that's one of the smartest
That brother be detail and stuff, and look at that. If Emerson tell you something, you can bet he probably studied for 6 months before he mentioned it to you. So if he tell you, and he's going to back it up, you need to listen. I'm just saying.
Amen.
Let's pray over the anger. And Pastor Nicole, can I ask you to pray over the anger and the unforgiveness?
Yes.
This sister can pray. Her and Drea, those sisters can pray.
Amen.
Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, my God, and we lay our brother before you, Yanis. We call him our Father, that as we pray for him, that your spirit will penetrate his heart, Father God, and release him from the unforgiveness that has held him bound for so long. Release him, oh God, that he may be free, Lord Jesus, to serve you, Lord. That he may be free, my God, to hear from you, Father. We pray that by your spirit, you will break up the fallow grounds of his heart. Father God, that your spirit may penetrate and he will know the love of a good father. He will know, my God, that you have not forgotten nor have you forsaken him, but you have called him your own. You have sealed him with a promise, Father. We pray, my God, that you will move in his atmosphere, that he is no longer comfortable with that which he has walked in partnership with for so long.
Yes.
Move in his atmosphere that he is no longer comfortable with that unforgiveness. He is no longer comfortable with those demons that have whispered and lulled lies to him for so long. We pray, Father, that you will deliver and set him free.
Yes.
You said in your word, my God, that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. He is free to release them from retribution.
Yes.
He is free to release himself from the desire to repay, my God. He is free in you to serve you, to look unto you, the author and the finisher of his faith. We pray, Father God, that you will bring healing in his heart, in his mind, and in his spirit. Father, that his family will recognize the change, that joy will pour out in his household.
Yes.
You have promised deliverance, Father, and we know that you are not a man that you should lie.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord Jesus, in advance for Yanis' deliverance. We thank you in advance, Father God, for the victory and the joy that you will pour in his spirit. We bless you, my God, and we bind him unto you, King of kings and Lord of lords. We bind him unto you, creator of all good things, that you will be glorified in his mind, in his mouth, and in his atmosphere.
Yes.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Did we hear anything else from our pilot?
Thank you, Lord.
We had a picture last week of the pilot and his two sons.
Yes, that was this week.
That
was this week. Amen. He is released from the man.
Hallelujah!
He is released from the hospital.
Yes. And he is preparing to head back home.
Amen. Praise God. Have we heard anything from his wife?
Nothing yet from his wife. So we're going to continue to pray for the whole family.
Amen. Do you know the name?
Katie. And Devon.
I'm telling you. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes.
The prayers of the righteous move the hand of him who created the world.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. You can't get any mightier than that. Yes. He created the world. And so your prayers mean something. Your prayer, when your baby comes into your room at 2:00 in the morning and says, you know, the boogeyman chasing me up the tree, can you pray for me? And they're 4 years old. Your heart goes out to that child.
Yeah.
That's my baby. Let's go in there and see if we can find a boogeyman. You got a flashlight and you hunting for the boogeyman to let them know, right? And you know, you ready to whoop an imaginary boogeyman, right? Because why? That's your baby.
Yes.
God is the parent.
Yes. Amen.
You're his baby. So when you talk to him, things stop. He says, I need to hear what you're saying. Amen.
Amen.
That's just the way God is.
Yes.
He is the Father.
Yes.
He is our, he said, we can call him Abba Father.
Yes.
Dad, Father, Papa. We get to do that.
Amen.
He never told my angels they could do that. I don't know. I've never read anywhere where he told any angel to call him Abba. Just us.
Amen.
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 How special are we?
Yes.
Well, we get to call him something that even the angels that live up there with him can't call him.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
And so where we stand in God is a very privileged place. Don't waste it.
Amen.
Down here in sin.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. What else? Pastor Dre, I told Nikki yesterday, I said, y'all know the Spanish book is out, right?
Yes.
The Spanish 101 book
yes.
is out.
Yes.
It's out.
Yes. Yes.
And we've had people asking, please, if you want it, our brother from Mexico, Ryan, he said, I told him we had the book, and I told him, because he translates for us, and I told him, I said, we have the Spanish book out.
Mm-hmm.
It's ready to roll. I'll send you as many as you need, so you can take them or send them to Mexico,
mm-hmm.
or you give me the address, and I'll send them to Mexico for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Because wherever God wants this ministry going, that's our job to get it.
Yes.
If that's
Amen.
What we're supposed to do,
yes.
we need to be about our Father's business.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. How many of y'all know exactly how long we're going to be here? Exactly. We don't know.
We don't know.
And so we need to make every minute count.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
What you got?
Jennifer is asking for us to pray for Ryan. They requested a copy of the Spanish 101 book for Ryan,
mm-hmm.
and she's praying that when he receives it, that he feels the Spirit of God and receives salvation.
Amen. Tell them to email me again just to make sure that I've got it because I want to send it out tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. So just S4C Truth Ale and just say, this is my second request, just to FYI. And that way I know why, because that's, you're talking about somebody's salvation.
Talib Noel with it.
Oh my, and a Talib and somebody, just hook it, give her my package, right? Amen, Jill. Oh, you're doing all this, you know. Amen. So we're gonna take care of you. If we don't charge you for anything. The Lord has blessed the church, that's put the church in a position where we can help anybody that He sends to us to bless them. And we want to make sure that we bless you. There are some remarkable people in this church. I'm not talking about this building. I'm talking about in the church.
Amen.
There, and the people behind the scenes that are working. There are a lot of people that you all don't see that are really working. You don't hear their names very often. And I was going to try to say the names, and I'm like, nah, because I already know I'm going to forget some names. I already know if I don't forget them, I'm going to mess them up. So I'm just going to say, all of you that are working behind the scenes, you're praying with us and for us. You are fasting with us and for us. You are supporting us. You are watching the YouTubes or the Facebooks or the Venmo or the Instagram, or you're just part of the, whatever you're doing, it is crucial and essential to us. And it's your part is extremely important. There are no small parts in the ministry of God. Every part is important. Amen, y'all?
Amen.
No matter what you do, no matter how you support, whether you send in $5, $1, or you send up 10 prayers, everything, none. Actually, I think the prayers are more important than the money. Because
Amen.
I can live without the money. I can't live without the prayers.
Amen.
Amen. How you gonna say that? How you gonna pay the light bill? Listen, if you've got favor, you'd be amazed what God will do.
Amen.
Amen. I'm a witness.
Yes.
If you can have all the money in the world and all the power go out and your refrigerator dies and you don't have anything to eat, what good is the money? Right? Y'all see what I'm saying? There was a blizzard in my hometown and everything went dark and nobody had anything. The snow was this high. And in order to get some, it took you an hour to make a 10-minute walk. Money didn't mean anything because there was nowhere to spend it. It didn't matter what kind of car you had. You couldn't drive it anyway. You see what I'm saying? But God's favor allowed us to make it. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
If you got God's favor, it don't matter what's going on if you got God's favor.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Basia. Okay, she lost me.
Amen. You're praying for Ryan.
Amen. So we want to pray for Ryan. That is this the young man with the book, right? The 101 book. Yes, come on, Ryan. Stand there for Ryan. This soldier is amazing. And this soldier is incredible. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before you, as we lift up, as Brother Ryan stands in for Brother Ryan, as we lift him up, we're asking, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would open his heart and his mind, open his understanding. If this book that you ordained, that you spoke to us to put out according to your will, blesses this little brother, we pray, Lord, that you would move on his behalf. God, not just him, but his family. And for those that are connected to that family,
yes.
Let salvation run through that house. God, let salvation run through the minds of every person that's connected in that atmosphere. Let salvation and healing and forgiveness run through that family. Father, take control of the situations and the issues that they're experiencing, and let your power move forward. Yes. Father, let your healing begin. Father, do whatever is necessary to save their souls. Do whatever is necessary to bring them into the kingdom of God. Whatever is necessary to complete them, complete them. Whatever is necessary to make them what you have created them to be, let it be so. That you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ryan. Amen.
God is good.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
she's
okay.
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 This is
my last. Where is she?
She's still pregnant. Hilda is asking for prayer for the Nichols family. Husband, wife, and wife's mother all have COVID. Mother went to the hospital in the ambulance.
Oh,
so she's asking for prayer to cover all of
this. Amen. And they all have COVID. Amen. Oh. What's Nichols?
Nichols family.
Amen. Look, not Lori. Not Leslie. Leslie had, how'd you know? I've run out of people. Okay. I was going to hit it right sooner or later. I've run out of people. She read up on something for me, and so find out what it is so I can pray over her. What's his name again?
Nichols.
The Nichols family. They see Amicia. Pastor Drea, come on, baby.
You are a pro of the Nichols family.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In my Father's house of amen. The Lord said, "Your word I saw, I told you." I've gone to prepare a place for you. I didn't realize how teeny, how little your hands are. Some little old hands. Missy, I love you. Pray for the Nichols family.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, you have to
leave. Hallelujah. Our Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you, dear Jesus, as we come together as a body of saints, dear Lord, in agreement, dear Lord, for this family, dear Lord. You are our healer,
yes,
dear Jesus. Hallelujah. It's by your stripes that we are healed, dear Lord, even before sickness and disease ever touched our body, dear Lord. You said that we are healed, dear Lord. I pray, dear Lord, not only us, but the Nichols family, stand on that rock, dear Lord. Remember the promises of your word, dear Jesus. Allow your Holy Spirit, dear Lord, to flow through them, dear Jesus, and heal their body.
Yes.
Inside and out, dear Lord. Their soul, their flesh, their tongue.
Yes.
Dear Jesus, let them confess nothing but your truth, dear Lord, over themselves and over one another, dear Lord. Let their family and their household be strengthened, dear Lord, as they quarantine together, dear Jesus.
Yes.
Let them, dear Lord, use this time to pray and worship and praise you, dear Lord, for what you have already done.
Yes.
We thank Thank you, dear Jesus, and we bless you in
Jesus' name. Yes, yes, yes. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. For in my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I've gone to prepare a place for you so that where I am, you have the option to be there.
Amen.
You don't have to be lost. You don't have to be without Christ. You don't have to live in sin. You don't have to. It's a choice. It's a choice. You don't have to be lost when God himself is the light trying to lead you to the safe place.
Come on.
You don't have to be lost. You accept being lost. Amen.
Mm.
You either choose to be lost or you accept being lost.
Mm.
One's no better than the other. Lost is still lost.
Amen.
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 We need you to make sure you understand who God is. That's our purpose. We need to make sure. Yes, we do minister about the rapture. That's the foundation of why the ministry started. Yes, but it's not the only thing. It is a primary thing, but it's not the only primary thing. Because if you're not in Christ, it doesn't matter when the rapture happens, you ain't going.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. If you are not settled foundation in Christ, if you're not fighting the good fight, the rapture could be 3 times a week. You ain't going to none of them.
Yeah.
Amen?
Right.
Our primary purpose is to make sure that you know God first. And if you know God and you, the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, not unto man. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And he said that specifically because there are a lot of people that are not studying to show thyself approved unto God, but so that they can win an argument.
Mm.
They're studying so I can beat you in an argument. I know more about this than you. I speak this better than you. I can do this better than you. See, you can't even defend what you believe. See, you ain't got nothing. God has nothing to do with what you just did.
That's right.
God has nothing to do with that. If you're studying so you can win an argument, you're still walking in sin.
Amen.
Because you're not doing what you're violating what God wrote that scripture for. Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Yes.
A workman, not a benchman. A workman, somebody that's actually doing something. Studying, and doing nothing with it. What you studying for?
Amen.
I know how to cook everything in a book, and I burn water. What's the purpose? Right?
Amen.
You can study all you want and still not serve God at all.
Amen.
Wow.
Then what was the point of you studying in the first place if you're not going to use it to draw souls? He says, go into the highways and hedges and forcibly persuade men, compel them to come unto me. You do whatever is necessary. Well, you're just trying to scare people. Okay, if that works, okay. You just think you're smart. Okay, if that turns you on, then okay. Whatever it takes to get you where you need to be, let's do that.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
I can treat everybody right, but I can't treat everybody the same. I can't treat everybody. I can treat Ryan one way, and I just can't treat my next door neighbor the same way. I love them both, but I ain't going out on a limb for you. But I'll step in the middle for Ryan. It's a difference. Amen. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. It is your job as a Christian, as a believer, to understand what you're reading. It is your job as a believer to understand what God meant when he said this and when he said that. That's your job. And he put pastors and teachers and ministers in your life to help teach you that. You have to understand, you have to allow the Spirit of God to tell you that one ain't right, that preacher's lying, and that preacher, and he ain't never read the Bible. You need to know, allow the Spirit of God to minister to you so you'll know where to go.
Amen.
Because you can't listen to everybody, because there are a lot of sheep out here with a lot of wolves which in sheep clothing trying to make you think there's something that they're not.
Amen.
So good.
Amen.
Amen.
It's your job. It's not my job to make you live right. It's my job to live right before you.
Yes.
It's not my job to sneak around peeking through your windows, making sure you ain't, you know, doing whatever you ain't supposed to be doing. I'm not gonna do that. It's your job to make sure that you're not doing what you're not supposed to be doing. Because I don't have to meet God for you. You have to meet God for you. Mm. And he's not gonna ask you, why didn't you let Pastor Ben? He's not gonna ask me about you. He's gonna ask you about you.
Mm. Yes.
Because it's your soul, it's your eternity, and it's your job.
Amen.
It's all on you. You can blame anybody you want to, but when you go before that judge, when you go before the judge and the judge says, well, why did you do it? Well, she made me do it. And he talked about my mama. And so you know, judge, I have to say something. And you know he did, and the judge said, guilty. And so that 2-hour lie you told didn't mean a thing.
Amen.
And you still go to jail. You still pay the fine. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Ultimately, the responsibility is yours.
Yeah.
And God's not going to blame me for what you should have done. If you knew I wasn't right, you should have went somewhere else.
Yeah.
If you knew I was lying, you should have stopped listening.
Ooh.
If you knew I didn't have anything to do with God, why are you here? Why are you following Joel Osteen? I don't understand. Why are you following people that don't...
You don't know that.
Shut up.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You should name. You better be glad I don't know your name. You can't follow everybody. You have to allow the Holy Spirit to tell you where to go.
Right.
To tell you who to listen to. You have to allow the Holy Spirit. I don't know how I got here. I don't know how I got on this, but I'm here now, so there we go. You got to... Amen. You have to make sure, listen, because when it's all said and done,
yes.
When it's all said and done, it's all about what did you do for Christ?
Yes.
What did you do for Christ? Well, my wife wouldn't let me pray. My husband, you know he ain't no good.
Nope.
Maybe he put y'all together to help make him some good. I mean, I don't know. Have you ever met people that always, it's always somebody else's fault?
Yes.
No matter what happens.
Yes.
No matter what happens.
Yes.
That did happen. But, and off they go.
Yes.
Every time you get ready to make a comment, I know what you're about to say, but let me tell you this.
Uh-huh.
And you can't talk to them because they know they're guilty.
Uh-huh.
And they don't want to hear it.
Yep.
They know they ain't no good. They know they don't want to change, and they don't want you bringing it to light.
Yep.
They're just like a big old cockroach.
Yep.
As soon as you hit the lights, I'm out.
Oh.
Unless you got one of them Brooklyn cockroaches, and they be like, what's up? You see me eating. You know, amen. Some people are bold, you know, with them Compton roaches. You're on your own. Take a gun. So all I'm saying is this. All I'm saying is this. When Jesus didn't laugh, how you know? When was the last time you talked to him?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Where do you think you got your emotions from? You so smart, you just created them all. You and the monkey that created you came up with that?
Uh-huh.
Right? Let me go. Am I supposed to be praying for somebody?
Yes.
No?
Yes,
no. But offline? Okay. All right.
Romans 2.
I said so much, you gotta tell me what was I saying.
The last part you were talking about.
The monkey?
The making excuses.
Oh, okay.
Romans 2, 1 and 2 says, for you therefore have no excuse.
Oh, stop. I got an excuse. My job told me.
No.
For you therefore have no excuse.
Wait. See, now, what God really meant was, because I know that's what it said, but that's not what he meant. See, you're not close enough to God to interpret what the scriptures say. So I'm going to interpret what God really meant. You understand what I'm saying?
Try again.
I'm going to tell you. Now read that again and let me break it down what God really meant. Go ahead.
You, therefore.
Uh-huh. Not me, because I'm the pastor. Therefore, go ahead, because he's talking to them.
Have no excuse.
You ain't got no excuse. Because he Talk to you.
Well.
Uh-huh.
Who passed judgment on someone else?
Wait, but I don't even see that. Did you read that?
Yeah.
Well, read it again. You threw me off.
You therefore have no excuse.
No excuse.
Who passed judgment on someone else? For whatever point you judge another,
all right,
you are condemning yourself.
Ooh.
Because you who pass judgment do the same
thing. Oh! The same thing.
And that's the same when you're making someone else your excuse. Mm-hmm. You're passing judgment on them.
Right.
Because you've done the same things.
Done or doing.
You're doing the same.
Can somebody find the one about the mote and the beam? Somebody find that scripture, the mote and the beam. Because that's a good one. What I was trying to tell you is this. The scriptures are for everybody, not just the people in the audience, not just the people online. The scriptures are for the pastor, the preacher, the teacher, the children in Sunday school, the teens. The scriptures are for everybody. And the gospel applies to everybody. And you are not an exception to God's rule. And if I have to go to hell, if I don't live for Christ, and if I turn my back on Christ and he'll send me to hell, if he'll send an angel that was in heaven to hell, if he allowed his own son to die on the cross, if he'll punish his own children, the Jews, for their sin, who do you think you are?
Amen.
That God's gonna let you just skate by? You ain't nobody. You're a legend in your own mind. You are nobody. Amen.
Amen.
It is Matthew 7. We'll start at verse 3.
Okay.
It says, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye?
Hold on a second. There was a man that came to church once years ago. And they caught him outside smoking. I'm not gonna go through that. But anyway, they caught him outside smoking. And somebody ran in the church and told the pastor. And the pastor got up and he's like, yeah, y'all out there smoking and you think you're this and you think you're that and you ain't nothing and nobody, you lying demon. It just went off. What they didn't know is that the man was an alcoholic before. And he was hooked on meth. And he was doing some other stuff. And smoking was the only thing he hadn't got to yet. But all the other stuff he had been delivered from. He was in the process of being delivered when the pastor told him he was on his way to hell for smoking.
Come on.
Do you think that pastor was listening to the Spirit of God?
No.
He was so busy judging what he didn't even see. Somebody told him. And he was so busy judging what he thought with his self-righteous self,
mm-hmm,
until he may have cost that person his salvation,
right,
because he was judging. Now read that again.
Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye?
That little cigarette that he had was a speck of sawdust.
And pay no attention to the plank in your own eye.
But you ain't telling nobody you gay. You're not telling your wife you got a boyfriend. Okay? But this man being delivered, you can pound on that for an hour.
How can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye.
First, before you start trying to fix somebody else, you need to be fixed. We're not saying sin is okay. We're not. But we said people are walking at different levels of deliverance. Amen?
Amen.
I may not have the problem you have, but I got my own issues.
Right.
I may not be going through what you're going through, but I'm going through what I'm going through. Mm. Everybody is everyone's at their own place in Christ. You can't criticize people because they're not where you are. You don't wear a shirt and tie, so how much of a Christian can you be? I've been wearing this for 40 years. I feel funny without it. I know it's 90 degrees up here, but I still wear it because that's the way I was brought up. I wish sometimes I could come to church I wish that. But I would probably not be able to get through the door. I'd go in the truck and give me some clothes out and throw them away. You know, that's just in me. Amen. Y'all follow what I'm saying?
Amen.
I don't judge you. You don't judge me. We get along just fine.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, we're not talking about judging where, you know, you just judging me. No, because if you sin and you just sin, that's not judging. That's observation. Okay? If you commit fornication and I say, stop! I'm not judging you. I'm looking at you.
Amen. Yes.
Right.
Right? Mm. That's why we want to make sure we got that clear. You just judging me. I'm not judging you. I smell you.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Come on.
Amen. All right.
No, go ahead.
Because church people do it.
Yeah.
Church people do it. They'll do it. Just, the Lord said.
Thank you. Well, okay.
We'll see.
All right, I'm this time for it.
Says, first take the plank out of your own eye,
yes.
Then you will see clearly to remove a speck from your brother's eye.
You can't even see straight with all the sin floating around in your head.
Mm.
Yet still, you're going to try to tell me
right.
where my issues are? You've never been married and going to tell a couple that's been married for 30 years how they ought to be.
Right.
Get some kids and then tell me how to raise mine. Get some. Hang around with them for a little while and then we can talk. I ain't even going there. Amen. We're going to pray offline, but I need everybody to touch somebody's hand. Everybody touch somebody. If you need forgiveness, if you need the Lord to forgive you of anything, I'm going to ask you to join us in this prayer. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That is not a license to sin. That is just a truth. All that, because when you were born into a world of sin. And that's a whole study about babies never sin, blah, 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 blah. We're born into a world of sin.
Yes.
And so it is absolutely true. All have sinned, come short of the glory of God. I ain't never sinned, but one of y'all lying, either you or God. Sin.
God is not a man that he should lie.
So if God's not lying, you must be the big old liar.
Mm. Yes.
I'm just saying. I ain't never gonna watch him again. Good. So, amen. I don't want you over anyway. Okay. That's the. All right. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna work my hand. All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for an opportunity to be in your presence. We thank you for how you have lifted us up and how you've kept our hearts and our minds focused and staying on you. Father, for every person that's dealing with sin, that want out. See, because you have to want to come out of sin. For every person that's dealing with sin and they want to come out of sin, we're praying that you would forgive them right now in the name of Jesus. For every person that wants to give their heart and their life to you or back to you, we're praying for them right now. For every person that's dealing with things in their home, in their atmosphere, on their jobs, at school, at work, we're praying for them right now. Forgive them, forgive us of any sin or unrighteousness. Forgive us of anything that we've said or done that goes against your word, that goes against your nature, that goes against your desire. Forgive us, Lord, if we have not lived up to what you have put in us. Forgive us, Lord, if we have not given you our best. We're asking, Lord, that you would forgive us of any sin and any unrighteousness, that you would cleanse our hearts and our minds right now, today, at the sound of our voice, that you would clear the atmosphere so that we can walk in the path that you have laid before us, that you would heal our bodies and our minds and our hearts, and that you would move on our behalf so that we will be the servants you have created us to be. If our bodies need healing, Lord, according to your will, heal us. If our minds need healing according to your will, heal us. Whatever we need, let it be so. We pray for every believer everywhere. We pray for every soldier struggling. We pray for every person that says yes and that are going through something right now. We're praying for their finances. We're praying for their mental health. We're praying for their physical being. We're praying for their families, their husbands, their wives, their daughters, their sons, their children, their neighbors. We're even praying for their enemies. We're praying, Lord, for we know time is short And we need to be ready when you call or when you come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We thank you for being with us on today. God bless you. I hope that this prayer service helps somebody somewhere. We still have the one-on-one books in English, and we have them in Spanish. We'll send you whatever you need. Just let us know. Contact us. Pastor Tahira is extremely faithful. Mother Niera, what's the girl's name? Janelle. Jasmine, Lisa, Pastor Sandy, the pastors, everybody, just everybody. Amen. Keep us lifted up. Minister, Pastor Lloyd, there's just so many, also our families in Hawaii, our families in Texas, our families in Alaska, our families in Africa, our families in Russia, in Poland, in the UK, heavy in the UK. We just have members, we have loved ones everywhere. If I didn't mention your name, it's not that I didn't want to, I just forgot. Keep us lifted up as we keep you lifted up. Yes. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget to listen to the song. It had over 800 views when I checked last night. 1,200?
Wow.
Oh my God. Tell me God's not working. God is in that ministry. Y'all need to check it out. Become a part of it. It doesn't cost you nothing, but it'll save everything. Amen. Come on, because I'm going to start up with you. Amen. Amen. Kisa Isaiah.